Query Engine is a virtual Rubicon of information, putting the lawyer himself in control.
Listen, I'm going to take off, okay? I'm going to try and catch the 2 o'clock back.
You're leaving the seminar now? It's not an intermission.
I don't think you can do that. No, it's fine. Just cover the city, okay? Get it off.
Yes.
Hey, listen, do we have your badge?
Oh, yeah.
It's worth 2 free drinks at the meet and greet.
One, two, one,
woo!
Young boy done it fast.
I'm going to the airport. I'm kind of in a hurry, too.
Young boy done it fast.
Sorry, your seatbelt seems to be broken.
What do you recommend I do?
I recommend you stop being such a faggot.
Lord, I got
time. You're in the back seat.
Now I got a phone to get with you. And I'm saying not true.
See?
Oh, one day when you're looking back, you were young and man, you were sad. When you're young, you get sad. When you're young, you get sad. And you get
Heidi? Heidi? For a second there, I thought that, I don't even want to say it. Wow. That's, pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm not judging. Don't be embarrassed. This is a major turn-on. Let's go with this. Is this what you do when I'm gone?
Mitch, wait.
No, I mean, I do it myself every once in a while, but to magazines.
Okay, Mitch. We need to talk.
Hello?
Be honest. Please tell me this is the first time this has happened.
Well, do you want me to be honest, or do you want me to tell you that this is the first time?
Jesus, what is wrong with you?
Nothing is wrong with me. I tried to tell you about this.
What? When?
All the time.
Like when?
Like when we're in bed and stuff.
In bed? I thought you were just talking dirty.
Well, I was. But I was being serious.
You said some really sick stuff.
Yes, admit it, Mitch. We haven't exactly been living the most exciting lives in the world. This is a totally different kind of satisfaction for me.
Oh.
It's purely sexual.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm really sorry.
Hello. Yeah?
I'm here for the gangbang.
You look a little pale, Mitch. You need to breathe. Put a little blood up in your face there, will you?
I don't want to breathe.
Mitch, you should be proud of yourself. Do you have any idea how hard it is to land a girl as sexually enlightened as Heidi is? A girl like that comes around, what, once every 100 years?
I wasn't looking for a girl like that.
Well, Columbus wasn't looking for America, my man, but that seems to work out for everybody, didn't it? You're here. You know what I mean?
Hey, I just want to thank you guys one last time for being here. It's the best day ever.
Don't even start with me, Franklin. Okay, you need to walk away from this ASAP.
What?
You need to get out, Frankie. Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Come on. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you get that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie? Yeah, there's my wife. Nah, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
She's coming down the aisle, Beanie. Let it go.
All right, let me be the first to say congratulations to you then. You get one vagina for the rest of your life. Real smart, Frank. Way to work it through.
Don't listen to him, Frank. I need my name.
Thank you, Daddy.
It takes a man to give away an angel. You're sweet.
You look beautiful. Great.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together to join Franklin and Marissa.
Don't do it!
Moved to, what do you call it?
Denver.
Oh, the Sunshine State. On Denver. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Are you okay?
No, I'm, I feel a little fucked up.
Yeah, Marissa told me about your girlfriend. I'm very sorry.
The thing about that one is it's not just that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination of things. We had a dog. We had a great place. But all just... Mm-hmm.
You know what? Mm. I think you should have some of this.
What's in this one?
Coffee. Ow! Ow! Jesus!
Sorry, please.
No,
just
don't
wait.
Touch.
I can fix it. Just give me a second.
Mitch,
what are you doing?
Stop it right now.
I got it. Listen, you know what?
Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. Stop it right now. Sweetie, there's a bathroom right over here.
Mitch, honey, fun.
Yeah.
Why don't you get some air, okay?
No.
Walk it off.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Put it in good water.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'd like to say I'm really glad and proud to be here tonight. I'm glad to see Frank's dad made it out. That's awesome. I haven't seen him in like 8 years. That's great. Congratulations.
I love you, Dad.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a goddamn magic show, ready to double-team your girlfriend, and it stops.
It stops right there, and it continues right here, because I think what my friend Mitch is trying to say is that true love is blind. Let's raise our glasses, whatever we got in front of us. Salute, health and happiness. Cheers, everybody. I love you so much, Frankie.
I love you. I'm not a talker. I'm not a talker. I love you. Congratulations.
I thought you said near campus. This is practically on campus. It's sick.
This is great.
How'd you land this place?
I don't know. It was pretty easy, actually. A professor lived here for like 30 years, and then he died.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Come on.
Hey, a little housewarming. To new beginnings.
Thanks. Actually, I gave this to you for your wedding.
This model?
No, this exact one. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I hope you like it.
I love it. Thank you.
This place is unbelievable, Mitch.
You like it?
I don't know how you can still be depressed. This is probably the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Us?
Yeah, us. Look, do not get selfish on me here. Okay, now stay with me. You put a bar in over there, mm-hmm. right? A couple lazy boys, yeah. Fill it out. You definitely need a smarter couch. You can put a hot tub almost anywhere in this place. Max, can you earmuff it for me? We are going to get so much ass here, it's going to be sick. I'm talking like crazy, like boy band ass.
That sounds like a lot of fun, but I need a little time to get my life back together.
What we need to do is throw like a big kickoff, like kick-ass party to
Absolutely.
Start things off here.
Break it in a little, meet the neighbors, yeah. right? Come on, Mitch. Huh? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Break
Stop.
It in.
The real estate guy was really adamant about
Mitch,
not having...
Listen to me. I don't think you realize what a huge opportunity this is for you. Girls love a guy who's in your particular uh-huh. situation.
Uh-huh. What situation?
Okay, Mitch, you're on the rebound. You're like an injured young fawn who's been nursed back to health, who's finally going to be re-released into the wilderness.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm
Please
sorry,
be
baby.
Careful.
I'm sorry. You okay? Don't say sorry to me. Say it to the baby, Frank.
Okay.
I'm upset.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. You have
Please, okay.
You know, I think we should probably go tropical with this thing.
Uh-huh.
Like sand from wall to wall. I know a great sand guy would get at a price.
Sand in here?
Or foam, whatever. Something in here. Frank, you understand the kind of thing I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
Good. I'm good either way. Just need to run it by Marissa.
I'm messing with you guys.
That's not funny. Go. Not funny. And now the baby's upset.
That's really loud.
Yeah, thanks. Took the restrictor plate off, give the Red Dragon a little more juice. But let's keep that on the down low. This is not exactly street legal. Hey, Mike.
Right.
So what's up?
Oh, nothing much. I was kind of hoping we might get to the thank you nuts tomorrow night.
Oh, honey, I got Mitch's thing tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot.
But I can skip it.
Oh, no. Don't be silly. I mean, I wouldn't want you changing your whole life just for me. But you know what? I'll give Laura a call and we'll plan a girls' night. It'll be fun.
Thanks. You're the best.
Just as long as you promise to take it easy, you know?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean. You've come a long way since Frank the Tank, and we don't want him coming back now, do we?
Honey, Frank the Tank is not coming back, okay? That part of me is over. It's water under the bridge. I promise.
Yeah! Yeah!
Right? It's incredible. How did you do this with all the people here and the speakers? I thought we were just having a small get-together.
This is a small get-together. It's one of many small get-togethers. That's why you got the house, brother. You're having fun, right?
I'm having Honestly. A great time. A great time.
Good.
So, what else have you got planned? Like a student band or something?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I got a student alt-rock band coming on stage next. Mitch, I own 6 speaker cities. I'm worth $3.5 million that the government knows about. I got more electronics up there than a damn Kiss concert. You think I'm gonna roll up that kind of red carpet for a fucking marching band? Just make sure you can see the stage.
Pardon me, I just want to get through there, this door, over if you don't mind. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's my friend Mitch. He owns the house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, yo, man, come hit this right here. You need to hit this.
Oh, yeah.
Hit that.
No, I appreciate it, but I told my wife I wouldn't drink tonight. Besides, I got a big day tomorrow. But you guys have a great time.
A big day? Doing what?
Well, actually, pretty nice little Saturday. We're going to go to Home Depot. Yeah, buy some wallpaper, maybe get some flooring. Stuff like that. Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
You
know what? You know what? Give me that thing. Yeah, I'll do one. I'll do one.
I'll
do one.
Do one.
Do one.
Do
one.
Do
one.
Do you, baby.
Oh!
That's a talented man.
All year, so just get ready. Don't burn yourselves out tonight. I want to thank you very much for coming to the official Mitch Martin Freedom Festival. Now, for those of you who don't know who Mitch Martin is, he is a very successful, very disease-free gentleman standing by the minibar. Now, courtesy of Speaker City, which is slashing prices on everything from beepers to DVD players, give a warm Harrison University welcome to my pal and your favorite, Mr. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'm thinking of a master plan. Cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pockets, all my money gets spent. So I dig deeper, but still coming up with less. So I start my mission, leave my residence. I'm thinking, how can I get some dead president? In a big fat plate of chicken wings, cause that's my favorite thing.
Hey, you're that guy.
What?
Mitch Palooza from the poster.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's me.
This party is great. Nice work.
Yeah, well, my friends, they put it on for me. They're kind of re-releasing me out into the wild.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Sorry.
Got to have some things, but what you need is some game.
Say what? Say what?
No type of man.
Say what? Say what?
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
In a world of
now check me out, y'all. Can somebody say make money, money, make money, money, money?
Say make money, money, make money, money, money.
Come on, everybody! Come on! Snoop! Snoop-a-loop! Snoop! No, it's cool! It's cool! I'm cool!
Bring your green hat. Let's go. Come on, everybody. We're going. Here we go.
Man, put the music back on. Let's get the party back cracking up in here, man.
Woo! Come on! We're streaking! Come on! Come on! We're running! Come on! Woo! Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo! Woo! Come on!
Oh, tell her. Marissa, I totally forgot, so I know that it's a little belated. But we got you the perfect wedding present.
Come on, you guys. I told you, you don't have to get me anything.
No. Our friend Ashley had this guy come over and teach a blowjob class.
Oh, my God.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's really good, so we have to book him way in advance.
Yeah. Why should I go to a class? Bernard should be the one going to a class. I swear the man is orally challenged.
Wait
a second. Okay.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, my God.
Oh my God, that's so disgusting.
Why am I looking at that?
Wait, why are you slowing down? Just drive.
Come up.
Frank? No way. Frank?
Hey, honey. Hey.
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking. We're going up through the quad to the gymnasium.
Who's streaking?
There's more coming.
Frank, get in the car.
Everybody's doing it.
Now.
Okay. Ah, hey, ladies.
Hey, Frank.
Hey.
Looks like it's a little cold out there, huh?
Please, guys.
Honey, do you think KFC is still open?
Oh, shit.
Good morning. Now that was a party. When are you so shy?
No, I'm not. I just...
Did I snore last night? Sometimes I snore when I'm drunk.
I don't remember. I don't think so. Listen, about last night, I just got out of a very serious and traumatic relationship, and I've kind of in a weird place right now. What?
Relax, Rich. It's not a big deal.
Mitch. with an M.
Right. Look. Whatever. We were just having a little fun. You have nothing to worry about.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, I'm okay with it. I just, it's casual.
I gotta go to class, so...
So how do we do this? Do you want to leave me your number, or shall
I... You know what? You don't even have to worry about it.
Okay. Bye. I love you.
At Speaker City, we're slashing prices on everything from DVD players to camcorders and everything in between. Our courteous staff will educate you on a wide selection of state-of-the-art home theater equipment and accessories. Show us a competitive price. We'll beat it. If we can't beat it, I'll give you the keys to the store. Literally. So come on down to Speaker City, where the only thing that sounds better than our speakers are prices.
I see the kid.
After 5 years...
What do you think? Honestly. Shoot me straight.
Really good. You look great.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I went a little bit just... got crazy last night.
Yeah. I mean, I still haven't heard from Frank. I'm a little worried.
Hello?
Yeah, come on in.
Jeez. Is this one of your guys here? Wait.
About 3 fire hazards over here.
What are you doing, man?
Wow, jeez. Is that you?
Hello, Mitch. Bernard. See, you guys haven't changed much.
Beanie, you remember Cheese Rodney's kid brother?
Actually, my name isn't Cheese anymore. It's Gordon Pritchard.
Oh, yeah. Cheese. Yeah. Didn't we lock you in the dumpster one time?
I got out.
Cool, man. Glad you did.
You fellas have a good time last night.
Yeah, I think there might be some whippets or something lying around if you want.
No, thanks. I'm working.
Working what? Campus patrol?
Try again.
What are you, a Jehovah's Witness?
I'm the dean. Dean Pritchard.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
And as of this morning, this house has been rezoned. Yeah. It is now exclusively for campus use only.
What are you talking about? You can't just do that. I've already paid the first and last month's rent.
Take a look at that. You have a week to vacate the premises, and I thank you for your cooperation. Great.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not. It's been good seeing you guys. It looks like you're doing great.
Frank, this is a safe place. It's a place where we can feel free sharing our feelings. Think of my office as a nest in a tree of trust and understanding. We can say anything here.
Anything.
It's okay, honey. That's why we came.
Well, I guess deep down, I'm feeling a little confused. I mean, suddenly you get married and you're supposed to be this entirely different guy. I don't feel different. I mean, take yesterday for example. We were out at the Olive Garden for dinner, which was lovely. And I had to look over at a certain point during the meal and see a waitress taking an order, and I found myself wondering what color her underpants might be. Her panties. Odds are they're probably basic white cotton underpants. But I started thinking, well, maybe they're silk panties. Maybe it's a thong. Maybe it's something really cool that I don't even know about, you know. And I started feeling, what? What? I thought we were in the trust tree in the nest. Are we not?
We are.
Okay.
We are. It's okay. Hmm? We are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay. Please continue.
I don't know where I was going with that. I guess what I'm trying to say is that now that I'm married, I'm definitely feeling a little freaked out about the fact that I'm going to have sex with only one person for the rest of my life.
So Walsh tells me your San Diego trip was a blast.
Oh, yeah. How was Hooters?
I didn't go to Hooters.
Oh, yeah, right. Skittles?
No, thanks. Listen, I got a call from Manetti. He tells me that your Sunshine Square proposal is totally fucked.
What's wrong with it?
Well, for one thing, it violates the zoning restrictions set forth in the National Historical Preservation Act of 1966, most notably Clause 4. Shall I continue?
Well, actually, I'm familiar with that idea.
Honey!
Hi, Dad. Am I interrupting?
No, come on in.
Hi. Hey. I don't think you've met my daughter, Darcy. This is Mitch Martin.
Hi, nice to meet you, Mitch.
Hi, nice to meet you.
How was the slumber party?
Great, you know, movies and popcorn.
She's an angel. I know it makes me sound like an old man, but I can't believe how fast she's growing up.
Yeah, stop.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey, but it's true. To think that in just 7 months you're going to be graduating from high school.
Yeah.
You okay?
Thought you said high school.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Did you have a good day?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, I just thought maybe I could crash here tonight, if that's all right. Marissa's going through some personal stuff. And...
Mm-hmm.
Personal stuff like you running through the neighborhood drunk and naked. That.
And some other stuff.
Here. No problem. Make yourself at home.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, we're discussing a brand new way to look at a fraternity. In other words, you need to forget about all the normal rules that apply to both college and society. Because this is a very big idea, my friends. We are talking about a non-exclusive, egalitarian brotherhood where community status, and more importantly, age, have no bearing whatsoever. Yeah, from the guy who probably won't get in.
I go to school here, and...
Okay.
And, well, I was just curious, what sort of association will you have with the actual university?
Who are these people? I don't know.
Well, legally speaking, there will be a loose affiliation, but we will give nothing back to the academic community, as well as provide no public service of any kind. This much I promise you.
Beanie, what the hell is going on here?
Guys, this is a very special occasion. The Godfather himself has been kind enough to grace us with his presence. The Godfather. This is his damn house. He lives here. He sleeps 20 feet away.
We need to talk. Kitchen.
You sit good for me? I'm going to talk to Uncle Mitch for a second here. There you go, buddy.
How long have these people been in my house?
They've been here all day. Look, that party that we had last night has given us all kinds of street cred.
What are you talking about?
Mitch, this is called Rush. We are officially starting a fraternity.
I like it. It's genius.
You've got to be kidding me.
Look, you heard Pritchard, all right? We're obligated to do this. Now, this house, he says, is zoned specifically for social services and student housing. Fraternity solves both of those, right?
But this is my house. I live here, Beanie. I'm 30 years old. None of us are enrolled in the college.
Okay, I understand.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, you're getting focused on all the wrong sort of details here. Look, did you or did you not have a good time at the party?
I had an awesome time.
Frank, I know that you had an awesome time. Okay, I think the entire town knows that you had an awesome time. I'm trying to ask Mitch whether or not he had an awesome time.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Okay, that's good. And now, wouldn't you want those good times to keep going?
Oh,
now, but more good...
I mean, I
don't understand it. I don't know why it's so hard for you to admit that you want this. We got 40 guys out there that want this. There must be a reason for it, Mitch.
Look, I appreciate your enthusiasm. I know you guys are trying to help. But the truth of the matter is, I've had a hell of a day, an even worse month. And the fact is, I got 40 strangers out in my living room, and all I want to do is get some fucking sleep. So I'm sorry, but we're not starting a fraternity.
I don't know why you got to do it in front of the kid with the effing. All you got to do is say earmuffs to him. Earmuffs. And he can say, fuck, shit, bitch, whatever you want.
Cock, balls.
Okay, I'm just proving a point. You don't have to celebrate it, Frank. Take them off. Don't say sorry to me. You let down Frank, you let down me, you let down Max, most importantly. And right about now, I'm having a real hard time trying to figure out why I take time out of my schedule just to try to help you get over earmuffs. That whore that you dated? Want to go out and see the other guys? Uncle Mitch is sorry.
Say yes. Yes. Listen up! Altogether, we fixed 14 pledges. Wait, who's this guy?
Well, that's Blue.
Yeah.
It's an old Navy vet who hangs around my store a lot. But don't worry about it, he's legit.
He looks like he's 100 years old and wants to pledge.
Are you kidding me? The old man River won't shut up about it.
Go time! About this, I'll fucking kill you. I'm kidding. We'll come back by tonight. Okay, see you.
Congratulations, gentlemen. You should all be very proud of yourselves. Each and every one of you has been handpicked to represent
our inaugural pledge class. Now, over the next 21 days, you're all going to experience intense mental and physical strain.
Ah!
Frank, pace yourself.
Copy that. Just got a little overexcited. Sorry.
At this point, you may be asking yourself, why am I holding this 30-pound cinder block in my hands? You might also ask yourself, why does this cinder block have a long piece of string tied to it? And finally, why is the other end of this string tied securely to your penis?
And the answer, ladies, is trust. This is your first test.
Spanish! Do you trust that we've provided you with enough slack so that your block will land safely on the lawn?
Sir, yes, sir.
And Blue!
Yes, sir.
Do you trust that I do not want to see you die here tonight?
Sir, yes, sir.
Blue, you're my boy!
Thank you, sir.
About face! Step to the end! Pledges! Prepare to release! One! Two! Three! Release!
I don't know what is this. One more left now, be dead.
Jesus, who are these people?
Patricia, get security to the South Lawn. We have an illegal off-road vehicle operating without a permit.
They've already been called, sir.
Call them again. You know, it's been 2 weeks. How are these guys still a fraternity?
They're not a fraternity, sir. They've just been approved for temporary status by the student council.
Half these guys don't even go to the school. You see the one guy? He's like 90.
Well, technically, that doesn't matter. They found a loophole.
A loophole?
Yes. Well, it's interesting, sir. As stupid as they appear, they're actually very good at paperwork. It's quite an anomaly.
I'm sorry, is that funny? Are you stand-up comic? Is that what you do now? This is me leaving. This is me leaving.
There he is.
What's going on, brother?
Nothing. Just making some copies.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you later.
Hey, Mitch. Hang on a second. So listen, I heard you guys are starting up a fraternity.
Who told you that?
Nobody. Is it true?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, it sounds cool, man. I want in.
Listen to me. There is no fraternity. I don't even know what you're talking about. You listen to me. I need this, okay? My wife, my job, my kids, every day is exactly the same. Oh, I go golfing on Sundays. But I hate golf. Don't blackball me, Mitch, please. I'm not blackballing you. We work together, Walsh, and I don't want to mix work with whatever it is I do at home. And trust me, you're not missing anything anyways.
Really? Heard you hooked up with Goldberg's daughter.
Sorry. And it's untrue.
Hey, Mitch, all I'm saying is think about it, okay? Think about it!
So what? Who cares if you work with the guy?
I do. I mean, I have a career to worry about, you know?
Oh, Mitch, you're killing me. You really need to start embracing this whole thing here. You know, the thing that's frustrating is I don't think you appreciate everything I've done for you here. I mean, hello?
For me?
Yeah, for you. What, you think I like avoiding my wife and kids to hang out with 19-year-old girls all day?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I don't, man. I'm doing this whole thing for you.
Hello.
Hey, Nicole, how's it going? Who's this?
This is my daughter, Amanda. Say hi, sweetie. Hey.
Hi, Amanda. You remember Nicole, right?
Yeah, we did a little chicken dancing at the wedding, actually. How you been?
Fine, thanks.
Good.
Yeah, I actually wanted to apologize to you about the wedding. I hope I didn't embarrass you.
It's okay. You just embarrassed yourself.
Yeah.
I bought you a housewarming gift.
Wow, that is really nice.
It's just a CD holder, you know, for your desk or whatever. I thought it was kind of...
Yeah, cool. No, that thing's a piece of crap. Awful. I stopped selling it 6 months ago.
Please. Hey, Beanie.
There's a lot of complaints.
Hey, thanks.
That's a nice gesture, I think.
No, this is cool.
Hey, Godfather! What's up?
No!
You're the man, don't! You're around, homie!
Did that guy just call you the Godfather?
He must be joking around or something. I don't know. So where are you guys living now?
Oh, we're staying with my dad for a while until I find something better. The move's been a little rough on Amanda, so...
You know, my son Max is turning 6 years old on Sunday. We're having a birthday party for him. You know, just like petting zoo and clown, stuff like that. But you guys are welcome to come if you like.
It's a great idea. You should definitely come.
Okay, that's awesome.
Hey, what do you guys like better, nurse or cheerleader? Oh, hi, Nicole.
Hi, Frank. It's a nice doll you have there.
Yeah, thanks. She's okay. Did you have fun at the wedding?
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm just staying here for right now.
So anyways, we'll see you Sunday then.
Sunday. Right.
Great.
Okay.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not
Hi, you've reached Marissa.
And Frank.
And we're not here, so leave us a message.
Hey, honey. It's me. Listen, this was, calling to check in. I've been kind of busy lately. A lot of paperwork and stuff like that.
If you are satisfied, press 1. To re-record, press 2.
Hey, Marissa. It's me. Listen, I'm probably going to be in the neighborhood a little bit later. Didn't know if you want to get together for frozen yogurt sometime, or maybe even a whole meal of food, if that'd be agreeable.
Stupid.
If you are satisfied, press 1. To re-record, press 2.
Hey, Marissa, it's Frank Ricard.
Okay, ladies, the secret to a good BJ is focus. I don't care if we're talking about your husband of 10 years or just some hot sailor you met at TGI Fridays a couple months ago, who never did call me back but did leave me with a little something called herpes, which I then gave to the dog. But that's neither here nor there. Grab your vegetables.
Who's hungry? Who's hungry? Who's hungry?
Oh, come on, is this guy for real? Yeah, he's fine. He's good.
Okay, ladies, our thumbs are down, our wrists are flexed, and we're going to position ourselves for insertion. Ready? Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Good, Marissa. You can use the little teeth, but you don't want to be a biter. Now, you're going to do the work, ladies. These carrots are not going to ejaculate themselves. Get into it. Very good. Very good. 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 Not so good. Please, what are you doing? You're not Romulus sucking on the teeth of the mother wolf, if you know your Greek mythology. Ladies, we are getting head here. We're not breastfeeding from a mythological beast. Oh, that's funny to you? Because you won't be laughing when somebody prematurely pops in your face. It stinks. And that is now why I have a lazy eye. Thank you very much. Continue, please. Continue. Up and in. And mind the stepchildren. Mind the stepchildren. Right.
Come on.
See,
Hopefully everybody can learn from Maritza. I'm going to take a quick five. You guys continue.
Nice work, Maritza. Way to give 110%. You know, when I get back there, I'm going to show you something I call Crouching Tiger, Hidden Penis. Did you ever see that movie? I really like it because of the flying and the magic.
Bastard!
Oh, that would just make a bad mistake!
I am so sorry. Are you hurt?
Yes, I'm hurt.
You about done yourself once again.
Nice, right? Spanish. What the hell are you doing?
Aw, man, I'm just getting some water, yo. This suit is crazy hot.
Put your head back on. Nuts. That can be very traumatic for these kids.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, sir.
Don't sorry me, babe. Shake the tail when you walk. Come on, man. You're better than that. Take it easy. But you don't see me breaking the fourth wall.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Nice costume.
Thanks a lot.
This is a great party.
Yeah, when'd you get here?
Just a few minutes ago. Oh, this is my boyfriend, Mark. He flew over from Colorado yesterday. This is Mitch and Beanie.
How's it hanging, boys?
Pleasure to meet you.
So listen, somebody told me you guys are in a fraternity. Is that right?
No.
Oh, right.
Fraternity, is that true?
Not really. I mean, no. It's more kind of like a social club. We just kind of watch football and hang out.
And hang out and spank each other a bit, huh?
It's not like that. We don't take it too seriously.
Hey, Luke! How come there's no ice in my lemonade?
Sir.
You drop down or you give me 10. Now!
Yes, sir.
Let's go!
Frank.
I'm going to go ahead and give you these. It's my work phone. You call me. Speaker City, I own all six locations.
Max here wants to open up his gifts, but I thought maybe one would be all right.
All right. Come on in here, Maxie. You guys might give me a minute. We'll talk surround sound and everything else later. That's your deal. I'm not gonna hold you over the coals.
How you doing, bud?
What a day.
I guess we could open just Uncle Frank's, but we got to wait for the others, all right?
I don't
want
to
start a whole
thing.
Okay,
Max? Frank or Max?
Rip it up. Go at it there. What is it? Could it be? Could it be a spaceship?
Yay.
Here we go.
What do you think, Max? Huh? It's got three speeds.
Excuse me.
I'll have one of those. I'm Mark. What's your name?
Tracy.
Hi. Nice meeting you, Tracy.
Right on there.
There we go. Okay, you can go back out and play now. Come on. Here, take your doll. Okay. I think she likes you. She ignores most people.
Oh, well, I feel honored. So, Mark, he seems like a interesting guy.
He's harmless.
How long have you two been together?
2 years now. I told him I had a crush on you in high school, and I think I got him a little jealous.
You had a crush on me? You gotta be kidding me. I was obsessed with you. I mean, not in a dangerous way. You know, I just watched you a lot from a distance.
Well, how come you never asked me out then?
You were pretty intimidating back then, yeah. You were always with older guys. You had that white snake jean jacket, you know. You smoked Marlboro Reds. You were way out of my league.
Mm-hmm. I still have the white snake jean jacket.
I'm still pretty intimidated by you.
You're bad.
You're right. I am bad.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. I
guess we're not knocking.
Excuse me,
huh?
Excuse me. I've got
to go. I'm just returning these band-aids. What are you going to do, tell me? You know, you can, buddy. It's guy code, okay? Guys don't tell other guys. That's something chicks do. You're not a chick, are you? All right. Good talk. I'll see you out there.
Hey there, buddy. Need a friend? Yeah, me too. Hey.
Wow.
She's a beauty, ain't she?
Yeah. What kind of gun is this?
That's a tranquilizer gun. If any of these little fuckers decide to freak out on the kids, I get to take them down.
Ain't that right, mother?
Oh, what? That's what I thought.
Shut up.
Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market.
Huh.
Got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it could puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Oh! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
Oh my god! Oh my god, I did! Is this bad? Is this bad?
You should pull that out. That shit is not cool.
Wait. Pull what out?
The dart, man. Got a fucking dart in your neck.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy. I'm so tired.
Happy birthday to you.
Beginning to ask questions about this civilian fraternity.
Don't worry. It'll work. Here she comes. Her name is Megan Wang. She's the student council president, pre-law, star of the university tennis team, a very promising young woman.
A young woman with a lot to lose.
Megan, hello.
Hi.
Have a seat. I'm sure you know Dean Pritchard.
Don't turn around. Megan, this little fraternity over on Brook Street has become quite an inconvenience for us, okay? And as student body president, you approve their temporary status. And unfortunately, you alone have the ability to revoke it, so we're going to need you to go ahead and do that.
Revoke it? Why? Everybody loves those guys. They threw the sickest parties. I mean, I met my boyfriend at their casino.
Uh-huh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, it says here that you are applying to Columbia Law School. Wow. That's a tough school to get into.
You know, Dean Pritchard has some serious connections at Columbia.
Are you bribing me?
Hey. Don't make life harder on yourself, Chang.
It's Huang.
Whatever. How's the tennis season going?
I made some minor changes, but overall it's okay. It's a, you know, pretty standard lease.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for taking a look at it for me. Stuff always confuses me.
Anytime. So, you and Mark are moving in together?
Yeah. Well, financially it makes sense, so.
You know, there's something I think you should know about Mark.
What is it?
Well, you know, relationships are a lot of work. And I guess what I'm saying is, you know, good luck.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, listen, I was thinking that maybe sometime we could get some dinner or something.
Yeah.
If that's okay with you.
I'd like that.
Yeah. Now, of course, leave it to me to wait until you got a boyfriend to finally ask you out.
Timing was never your thing.
No, yeah.
Okay, so thank you. And, call me about dinner.
I will.
Excuse me, sir! We have a situation, sir.
What are you guys doing here? I said never at work.
But it's an emergency!
We can only buy KY jelly in the 4-ounce tubes. Industrial-sized cans will take up to 3 to 4 business days minimum, so we're screwed.
What's all that for?
It's Blue's birthday. We're having a KY wrestling match.
You know what? Can we talk about this later, please?
I like your room.
Thanks a lot. It's kind of a home away from home for me, really. All the posters are mine.
You know, I don't usually like fraternity guys. They're such losers, but you're, like, mature.
Mature?
Yeah. So, where do you sleep, anyway?
Usually I sleep at home. Sometimes I do crash here. This is a futon, actually. Pulls out, you know.
Cool, I didn't realize. Can I see it?
The futon?
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm sorry. I'm married. And I can't do this. I don't want this to get weird, but...
I see.
But, I tell you what, why don't you go ahead and leave me your number? This way, if something happens to my wife, I can give you a call.
I don't think so.
Okay, that was a bad idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event. In this corner, weighing in at 110 pounds and pushing 89 years of age, the recent recipient of a brand new plastic hip, Joseph Blue Pulaski. And in the opposite corner with a combined weight of 210 pounds, hailing from Hayden Dormitory, Jenny and Jeannie. Fighters, are you ready?
Hey, Blue, you still okay with this?
Just ring the fucking bell, you pansy.
Let's get it on!
Yeah. Come on. All right, come on, Grandpa.
but close my eyes. Only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes in curiosity. Dust in the wind.
Looks like we better put the KY wrestling on hold for a while.
All we are is dust in the wind.
But please don't beat yourself up over this thing. It's just not your fault. Damn it, Blue is old. That's what old people do. They die.
In an endless sea.
I'm sorry.
All we are is dust in the wind. Ah, ah, ah. You're my boy, Blue! You're my boy.
It's been a weird month, huh?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sorry I didn't call you on your birthday.
My birthday? What do you mean?
Yeah, last Thursday. Oh, you forgot your birthday,
damn,
didn't you, Frank?
Such an idiot.
Well, what have you been doing?
I've been keeping busy. I try to join a new gym. That was one thing. There's other stuff I can't remember, but I've been keeping busy. You know, I've missed you, you know? I want you to know that. I was even thinking maybe tonight we could get together back at home and, I don't know, we could maybe put on the Cisco CD. And
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Really? You don't?
I don't know. Maybe we rushed into this, you know? I mean, it just doesn't feel right, does it? Being married?
What do you mean?
I mean, I think we should get a divorce.
Like a real divorce?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, listen, I gotta run. But
if I don't talk to you, keep trucking, you know? Good stuff.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, it's okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
I had Mitch take a look at the lease. He thinks it sounds like a good deal.
You had Mitch look at the lease? When?
Last week. I stopped by his office.
Oh, God.
What?
I don't know. I'm not so sure about that guy.
Mitch, why? He's so sweet.
Something I saw last week at the birthday party.
What did you see?
Well, I didn't want to get into this, but I walked in on him, and he was harassing one of the caterers, a young girl.
Really?
Yeah. And he was being really aggressive and grabbing her and stuff. It was disgusting. I don't want to say anything because he's your friend.
Hello.
Hey, Nicole, it's Mitch.
Hi, Mitch.
Hey, I was thinking if you're not too busy, maybe I'd take you up on that cup of coffee.
Well, now's not really a good time.
Look, I'm really sorry about the other day. I just want the chance to explain everything.
I don't think so.
It's been kind of a tough day, and it'd really mean a lot.
Listen, there are a few things that I wanted to clear out because I get the feeling you have an entirely distorted view of who I am.
Really?
Yeah.
And what would ever give you that idea?
Okay, that's one pecan pie and two coffees. And don't worry, for the Godfather, it's always on the house.
Not here.
I know who you are. I am Avi. I'm a big supporter of what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
You are beautiful. Beautiful. No offense, though. He is the king. You are taking coffee and pie with a living legend.
That's very kind, but I insist. I'll pay.
Please,
to do that.
Your money, it's not good here.
Okay.
No. I look forward to pledging next semester. Huh?
Okay.
Okay.
Now, don't you think this is going a little far? I heard one of your pledges died. Is that true?
Well, yes. But he was really old, and I feel pretty confident that when we get the autopsy back, it'll show that it was probably of natural causes.
Look, to be honest, you're really not the person I thought you were. But it's okay. It's not a big deal.
But I think that I am that person, and I feel more like myself now than I have in a really long time.
So that's why you go around harassing young women.
Doing what?
Caterer at the birthday party. Mark told me about her.
Wait a second. I didn't want to say anything, but Mark is the one who was acting inappropriate.
Mitch, you are unbelievable.
It's true.
Hey, look who it is. Hey, Mitch.
Darcy, hey.
Hi. I've been meaning to call you. I didn't want you to worry about my dad. He doesn't know anything, so it's totally cool. Her dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's nothing, really. I mean, they actually work together. We gotta run, because we got this prom committee thing, so I'll see you around. Bye. Prom committee thing.
Oh, that I actually can explain.
Right, I'm sure you can. I have to go.
Nicole, please wait a second.
No, really. I have to go.
Hey, Cheeks. Don't worry for her, huh? Love, it's a motherfucker, huh?
Letter, you already know. The house has been boarded up. The windows, the doors, everything. We're at the Comfort Inn, room 112. I love you, Frank.
Due to these infractions, not only will your house be repossessed, but those of you who are students will be expelled from the university for your participation in a non-sanctioned fraternity. Please take a moment to allow this information to sink in. Good. Believe me, the actions taken by the student council have come as a great shock to me. But unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about it. Thank you for your time. Good luck. And God bless America.
He can't do that.
This guy's playing hardball. And I gotta say, I'm kind of impressed by him.
Well, we're expelled. My life is over, and I'm going to wind up working at Red Lobster.
You already work in Red Lobster.
Yeah, but it's part-time, Dick.
Hey, guys. Listen. This is a serious situation. I think I'm kicked out of school. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. Mom's going to kill me.
Come on. She's not going to kill you.
Yes, she is. See, I'm the first one to go to college in my family, and when I left, she said, Weezy, if you screw this up, I'll kill you. She showed me the knife.
Mitch is a lawyer, buddy. He's going to take care of this thing, okay? You're going to be all right.
He was supposed to be Luke Skywalker. Hey, guys. Still want to be in the fraternity?
We've been waiting all semester for you to ask us that.
Good. I need your help with something. Off the record. You do this, you're in.
Sir, yes, sir.
Okay, Walsh, I need you to track down a copy of University Code 7A and then fax it to this number immediately.
Got it.
I need to talk to you.
Give me 5 minutes, okay? Booker, I need you to make 2 copies of this petition, have it notarized, and then messenger it over to 34 Langley, and then I need
Listen.
To...
Donald tells me you got these guys working prep for the arbitration. Now, I told you 5 times I want them working the Sunshine Square deal.
Well, I locked the Sunshine Square deal yesterday, so now I have them helping with the arbitration, and I'd appreciate it if you let me handle my own team and don't get on my ass every time I'm trying to do something.
All right. I want to make sure you're on top of it.
Yeah, well, I am.
Well, good. Carry on.
See? That's why they call him the gun.
Just take care of it.
Gentlemen, got some good news and I got some bad news. Did a little research. What Pritchard did, technically, is illegal. We have the right to a formal evaluation before they can deny our official application. However, we're now subject to a charter certification review given by the Board of Trustees.
Damn it. Wait. Wait, what does that mean exactly?
According to university bylaws, it's a thorough inspection of the fraternity and our contribution to the community. Focuses on five categories: academics, athletics, community service, debate, and school spirit.
Well, good luck to everybody. It's nice to know y'all. And I'll see you on campus.
Actually, all of us are being tested. Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm not even in school.
It's in the bylaws. Every member of the fraternity is subject to review in every category, including academics.
Okay, Rich, can you come here for a second? I don't mind popping for breakfast here. I do speakers, okay? I don't do tests.
This is unbelievable. I mean, what happened to needing brotherhood now more than ever? They need us.
Come on, Mitch. College is overrated anyway. I built Speaker City from the ground up. I can barely read.
Truth. This damn thing was your idea, and you convinced me to do it, and now people's lives are ruined.
Ruined?
Yeah.
Like whose life is ruined?
Well, let's see. Blue's dead. Frank's divorced. I've lost my house. Nicole thinks I'm a total jackass. And now we got 9 kids who are going to get expelled from school, and you're not even going to help them out.
So is this thing going to go down smooth or what? I'm missing 18 holes of golf here.
100%. I got a little creative with some of their tests. It should make for a very entertaining day.
Good. I'm going to enjoy kicking these assholes off campus.
Ditto.
Welcome, everyone, to the official debate section of the Charter Review. Unfortunately, the captain of the university debate team had a scheduling conflict. Yeah, so we had to bring someone else in to fill in for this event. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the co-host of CNN's Crossfire, famed political consultant, the Raging Cajun, Mr. James Carville.
Thank you. Thank you, Dean Pritchard.
It's an honor and a pleasure to be here, sir.
Topic number one. What is your position on the role of government in supporting innovation in the field of biotechnology?
Well, Dean, I'm glad that you asked that
Actually,
question.
Actually, I'd like to jump in and take that one, Jimmy, if you don't mind.
I think we're done.
Have at it, Hoss.
Recent research has shown that empirical evidence for globalization of corporate innovation is very limited. And as a corollary, the market for technologies is shrinking. As a world leader, it's important for America to provide systematic research grants for our scientists. I believe strongly that there will always be a need for us to have a well-articulated innovation policy with emphasis on human resource development. Thank you.
Oh. What happened? I blacked out.
Well, that was interesting. Thank you very much. And your rebuttal, Mr. Carville.
We have no response. That was perfect.
That's the way you do it. That's the way you debate.
Harriot's method of solving cubics.
The answer is A. Harriot's method of solving cubics.
Good test.
Frank, let's do this.
Go!
Everybody dance now! Everybody dance now!
Megan, I'm a little busy.
I didn't get into Columbia Law School.
Oh, how awful.
You said if I revoked their charter, you'd get me into Columbia.
You're right, I did say that.
No one at Columbia has even heard of you.
Oh, Megan.
Look, I did my part. Now you have to do yours. That's how bribes work.
I know how bribes work. I bribe people all the time, but I changed my mind. It's a free country. Lesson learned.
Damn it! Sorry, guys. I lost my composure out there. I'm an idiot.
Frankie, don't worry about it, all right? We're going to make those points up. I promise you that. And your skin's going to grow back, too. I'm sorry.
Okay,
now how many events do we actually have left here?
One. Frank's accident definitely set us back, but if we pass athletics, we're in, so...
Come on, all right, everybody. Well, that's what I'm talking about, guys. We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've got too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to just keep our composure.
For your final test, I've chosen the men's gymnastics team's all-around competition, and participants in the three events will be chosen at random by me right now. Let's see. Rings. Bernard? Okay, great. Floor exercise. How about Frank? Great. And for the vault competition, oh, I don't know. How about, you?
Me?
Yeah, is there a problem with that?
Abdul's here to spot you.
We're waiting, gentlemen.
Hey, look, just hit the board as hard as you can and shut your eyes, all right? All right, you ready?
Fun with it. No! Come on!
Put forth quite an effort.
Thank you.
Really did. But I'm afraid I have some bad news for you. You didn't pass your review.
What are you talking about? We finished with an 84%.
Yes, you people did finish with an 84%, but unfortunately, another pledge of yours scored a zero in every category.
What pledge?
A Joseph Blue Pulaski.
Blue?
Hey, man. Blue's dead. He passed away 2 weeks ago.
He's listed right here on your official chapter roster, and those zeros dropped your average to a 58%.
Come on, you gotta be kidding me.
It's been quite a journey.
Gonna be all right. Be all right, Frank.
Come on now, big cat.
I have no reason to live.
Okay, we're gonna find you a one-bedroom apartment, you know, get you back on your feet, maybe move you in over at Beanie's. We're gonna work it out.
Didn't quite work out for you fellas, did it?
You know what? I recommend you drive off immediately before something extremely bad happens.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Excuse me, Mitch. Am I interrupting?
Megan, you actually are, so if you could leave, it'd be tremendous for all of us.
I thought you guys might find this interesting. You said if I revoked their charter, you'd get me into Columbia.
You're right, I did say that.
Look, I did my part. Now you have to do yours. That's how bribes work.
I know how bribes work. I bribe people.
You know what? Just change my mind. Let me... No, no.
Turn, dog and Frank.
It's over. Hand over the tape. It's over. It's over. Okay.
Yeah, where's the rest of the guys?
I don't know. We all spread out.
Ow! What are you doing? What are you... Oh! Hey! Time out!
Excuse me! Gentlemen! Wait, my shoulders!
This man accosted me! You are all witnesses he accosted me!
Frank! Frank! Frank, are you okay?
Mitch! I'm so cold!
Come on, Big Cat.
I think I see Blue. He looks glorious.
Stay with me.
Okay.
Stay with me.
I did good.
You did great.
Okay. You know, I got that apartment.
Oh, good for you. That's great.
And you were right about Mark.
What happened?
Oh, well, let's just say I caught him red-handed and it wasn't pretty. I guess I thought he could change, you know. I don't know. So, you moving out?
Yeah. I'm moving into a new place far, far away from here.
What about your little fraternity?
Well, they're upgrading, moving into a new facility, and, to tell you the truth, they don't have much use for the Godfather anymore, so I hope you'll still think I'm cool even without all this.
Uh-huh. I think I can deal with it.
I appreciate it.
Although, you know, I have to say, I have always been a little curious about what goes on inside these places.
I do have another 12 hours on my lease. I'd be more than happy to, you know, show you around.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe for a minute.
Happy Tuesday to you out there. It's Frank the Tank here at Harrison Cougar Radio, 88.6. Want to give a shout out to the Godfather. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here today, Mitch. I'd probably be dead. Face down in a drained pool somewhere. Quick note to all you future brothers out there. There's a brand new house on campus located at Dean Pritchard's former residence. You all remember that crazy bastard.
Well, we'd love for you to join us this Saturday at our open house for some chips, soda,
and some late night streaking.
A little right. A little more. Yeah, that's good enough. That's good enough.
Welcome aboard, Booker.
Thank you, sir.
Walsh. Thank you, Tank.
Well done.
Thank you. Why don't you give me a fresh beer?
You serious?
Now! Now! Holy son! You son of a bitch!
You can't be walking around and killing me. Between the posts. Can we say between the posts? I want to focus. I want intensity. And I want one, two, three. One. Go, go, go. Eat them up. Hungry, hungry, hungry. Eat them up. Tell them. Tell them. You know what to do in the box. We talked about it in the box.
Yeah, well, what am I saying?
Okay, well, that's a real prick out there. Yeah, yeah, that's right. You heard me, my man. Number four's been throwing elbows all day. And someone's kid's going to get hurt, my man. What? Let's make it official then, jackass! Let's make it official! Get the clipboard. I'm gonna be in the car, alright? Watch and respect yourself.
Is that Frank the Tank?
Oh, hey! Heidi! How you doing?
I'm doing really good. You know, I got into body painting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Wow, you're looking very healthy.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, so are you.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Oh, so I heard you and Marissa split up. Is that true?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you poor baby. Well, you know, I'm having this get-together at my place tomorrow night. Just like a few internet friends. You should swing by.
Really?
Totally.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds awesome.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Awesome! Yes! I am back! Woo! You knew it!